Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Andy Troy Show, where you can sample all the great things New York has to offer. For the next 60 minutes, I'll not only clue you into some great things to do around town, but we'll also chat with some interesting local personalities. Tonight's guests are Stephanie Abrams and Deirdre Leone from Gabaroo, actor Ben Cameron, martial artist and personal trainer Tadeo, Jeremy Handelman and Aaron Grant, producers of the new show White Lies, also Michael Frankel from Dining Edge. But first, our shameless plugs. For those of you who haven't read my anti-aging book, Living Young, 32 Habits of Ageless People, there's no time like the present. It's always the right time to stay young and get healthy. Also, if you're going to live a long time, you might as well enjoy it, so check out my DVD, The Bedroom Workout for Men, on how to improve men's sexual performance through exercise. Both are available on Amazon.com and my website, AndyTroy.com. Remember that if you bring my book to any of my events, I'll be happy to autograph it for you. Speaking of which, our next event will be on Thursday, June 3rd from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Griffin, located at 50 Gansvoort Street in New York's trendy meatpacking district. It will be a great night, so come join us. The details for this and all my monthly events are on my website, tastingnyc.com. My good friend and producer, John Anello, a.k.a. Johnny Mandolin, has a CD called La Voce Mia. Order your copy today at johnnymandolin.com or call E. Rossi at 212-226-9254 and they'll hook you up. The Andy Troy Show has a Facebook group. Links to past shows are posted there along with pictures of all our past guests, so join us. Finally, sponsors, we want them. If you'd like to promote your goods or services to our vast listening audience, contact the station or me directly at andyftroy@aol.com, and I listen to some of the replays, so who knows, maybe I'll buy your stuff. Okay, that's enough of that. We're now going to bring on our first of many guests. We have Stephanie Abrams, speech impediment, and Deirdre Leone of a company called Gabaroo. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That is correct.
So, the first thing I need to know is, who the hell came up with that name? What is Gabaroo? Talk to me.
Well, it actually took a while to come up with a name. We went back and forth with some names in the beginning. And then I remembered that my mom always told me that I had the gift of gab. So we started brainstorming names with the word gab in it. And I remember at the exact same time we both said the name Gabaroo, and it stuck. So it was an exciting moment for us.
Well, I'm glad to see you guys have recovered from that and have moved on. Okay, so Gabaroo, tell us about the company. What do you guys do?
Well, to make it simple, we actually do virtual PR and marketing for a variety of businesses and entertainers, including bands, actors, and so forth. We create and implement social media strategies using popular social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to create viral campaigns through the use of social media.
Okay, now, a better question. How did you two guys meet? This is what I really want to know. And where are you guys from? Tell us stuff about yourselves.
This is Stephanie. I'm actually from Rockville, Maryland, but I currently live in New York City now. And Deirdre and I both met while we were working at our previous job in sales. We were both sales executives for another company, and we formed a really great friendship and realized that we had similar interests and passions.
And where is Deirdre? Where are you from?
I'm originally from South Jersey.
South Jersey, okay. Yeah. Well, I heard them on, I think it was 30 Rock, making fun of a Maryland accent. I don't know what one really is, but what is it? Can you put on a Maryland accent for
I've actually
us
always
so we can
gotten,
make fun of you?
That's very funny you say that. I've always gotten made fun of for having a Maryland accent.
Really? I never knew what one was.
I don't know what it is either, but everyone always says I have it. So
here's an example of a word.
So it's that funny way you're talking, basically.
I guess it is.
Okay, good.
The laughter continues.
Good. So, tell us about your launch party. I saw that there was like a big launch for you guys. I'm like, when was that? What was that? What celebrities were in attendance? Why wasn't I invited? All that stuff.
We didn't know you then.
That's not an excuse.
You can actually check out the video from the launch party by visiting the Gabaroo homepage. It was held on March 5th, and it celebrated our soft opening. Many of our friends attended the event and our very first clients. It was great to bring everyone together in order to celebrate. And we hope to have another launch party this summer in order to network with professionals in the industry and invite all of our new clients.
To have, like, another launch party, don't you have to kind of get grounded somehow first or something? How do you, like, launch again? Aren't you, like, still out there floating around, sort of?
Yes, in virtual cyberspace.
Right. Now, who was your first client? Who was the first person you guys picked up? I want to know this.
It was actually Karen Cecilia. She was an author. She is an author.
Okay.
Of the Lipstick Classified.
And that was the name of the book, The Lipstick Classified?
Yep, and it still is the name of the book.
And what type of book was this? A novel, it sounds like, right?
No, it's actually it's a great book. I don't know if you dig it too much. It's about makeup and beauty tips for women. So.
Well, I'm glad to point out my heterosexuality and not knowing that book. I have that book, don't I? No, I don't.
Makes for a great gift.
It clashed with all my preconceived notions about makeup and hairstyling, so I went on to my other makeup books. Okay, so how do you find your clients in general?
We actually find our clients in several different ways. We attend many networking events for businesses. Many of our current clients have actually referred us to other people that they know who are involved in different businesses and other ventures. We also look online to see who's currently using social media, and if we think they could use our services and we could enhance their presence online, we give them a call or send them a message on Facebook.
Okay, so, and you don't have any particular type of clients that you're looking for? You're like the civil service, you'll take anybody, basically?
No, we're a little bit more discerning than that.
No, I meant the type of client. You know, they could be an author, they could be, you know, a actor.
Absolutely. We look for different types of people who really could use our services to help promote themselves, to really enhance their presence online and help create a better following for them of people who want to be involved with their services or their entertainment endeavors.
Now, what do you actually do for these people? Give me an example of what, like, let's take a guy like me. What could you do? What could you do for me?
I don't know, not too much.
Right? I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe I've already achieved as much as one can.
You can always do more. You can always do more. I've heard you're not on Twitter yet, so we could probably enhance your Twitter following by starting with creating your page and getting everyone to follow your radio show and your personality on Twitter and be talking about you online.
So you feel that Twitter is important?
I do feel it's very important. Stand by it very strongly.
Okay, I will take your advice and I will start Twittering.
It's tweeting, and we can create your page.
I don't even know what it's called, do I?
We can create your page right here, right now, in real time.
They could pre-tweet me. Could I have a Twitter launch party or something?
We could. We could work on something like that.
Okay. So, how many clients do you guys work with at any given time? That's an interesting question.
Yeah, I mean, that really all depends because not every client is the same and they all have different business demands. So, you know, we'll take on as many clients as we can to the point where we can service them well.
Do you feel that there's a point of saturation with something like that? Do you get more staff? Do you feel like you just have to at some point say we're at capacity? What would you say your capacity would be, you think?
Well, we're at the point where we've passed the point where we've hired more staff.
Oh, good. So there's a job for me once they kick me out of here?
If you start tweeting.
Oh, okay. Well, tweeting is a requirement. I've never seen that in a job before.
It actually is. It's in the job description. You must be on every social network.
Wow. I always thought I was on too many, so okay, I'm learning as we go. So, how many clients do you currently have, would you say?
Total count, about 35 at the moment.
Wow, you guys are big stuff. And I hardly knew about Gabaru there. Is that the right name?
That is correct.
Good.
Say it again.
I'm working the name in a lot here, folks.
Yes.
A dollar a pop.
You're going to be rich.
Yeah. So, Stephanie, you had a career in sales, I know, and it sounds like, Deirdre, you did too. How do you guys feel that has helped you in your current endeavor?
Well, I think my background in sales and marketing has definitely helped to develop our company. I've really been able to successfully draft sales packages and train our Gabaru members, our sales team, in the sales process and prospecting clients, as well as proper follow-up with clients so we ensure the satisfaction of our services with all of our clients. So it's been very, very important to have an extensive background in sales for the success of our company.
Now, aside from getting people to tweet, what else would you do to the, like, let's say, okay, let's take me as an example. Here I am, I'm a songwriter, I'm a party promoter, I got this show here. What would you do to me to make me more successful?
Well, we'd sit with you and we'd consult. You know, what are your goals? What do you hope to accomplish through social media?
Well, I want to get more people to my events. I want more people to listen to my show. I want some people to buy my book. These are my goals, and they all kind of work together in a sense.
Okay.
So what could be done for me?
Well, the first step would be increasing your followers, finding out who your target market is, and going out and reaching out to those people and having them become followers or fans of your pages.
Is there viral marketing involved? I like showing I know some of these terms.
Absolutely.
Do you realize when I was young, I didn't have a computer. I thought I was going to bring down NASA. I never even, it took me forever to get around to it. And I'm, you know, kind of know what I'm doing now, a little bit.
After we go ahead and we actually obtain a nice size audience for you, what we then do is we sit down and we come up with a whole social media strategy. And we implement that strategy using a variety of multimedia.
And now, is there a pricing plan, let's say? I mean, you don't have to get into the specifics now, but like, do you pick a pricing plan based on what the person needs? Is there a general pricing plan for what you offer? How does that work?
We actually have different packages depending on what your needs are. So some clients may just need to be on Facebook and Twitter for their needs, and some clients might need to be on maybe 4 to 8 different social networking sites and might require more hours per month of time put in for their business needs. So it's definitely done on a client-by-client basis.
Okay, and just out of curiosity, what schools did you guys go to?
I actually went to Cornell University.
That's big stuff, isn't it?
I guess so.
Wow, it's like we got an Ivy League gal here.
This is true. Go Big Red.
Very exciting. And Deirdre, you went to Harvard, I'm sure?
Yeah. I had a little bit more fun than Cornell.
Not a fun school, apparently, folks. Write that down.
It is a very fun school.
I went to Rollins down in Winter Park, Florida for my undergrad, and then I attended Widener Law in Pennsylvania.
So, yeah, I noticed that you're a lawyer now. What do you think that has done for you in working with your clients?
It helped us cut down on a lot of our legal bills.
Because, you know, John Anello, my producer, he's not here at the moment. He's an entertainment attorney, so he's, you know, finds that helpful in the stuff he does. Is that your field? Like, what's your field of law?
I dabbled in contracts. But, you know, how it's helped me with Gabaroo is through drafting all of our client contracts and our internal documents, and also on the negotiation side as well.
So is that kind of worked into the package? Do you like kind of throw in some contract work as well?
not per se, no.
No, okay. This is a la carte, basically. Do you have a menu I could see?
Okay. We'll set up an appointment later.
All right. Well, see, we're progressing. My career is just moving along smoothly. So, okay. Now, you guys were involved in raising money to fight cancer also, I saw. So what was that about?
I actually helped to start Relay for Life at Cornell University back in 2005. In 2005, my aunt actually passed away from ovarian cancer, and it's been something that's really important to me. So myself and a committee of people at Cornell University started the event, and I believe we raised over about $140,000 for the American Cancer Society in the first year at Cornell, and the event has gone on every year since then. So I'm not at school anymore, but I know the event is still continuing there each and every year, so it's something that's very important to me.
Okay, great. Now, today I was a very dangerous person. He's sitting there. He's looking like a caged animal, so we need to get him involved in the conversation so he doesn't hurt me. So, Tadeo, how did you meet my friend Stephanie? Or was it Deirdre? How did you get hooked up with these guys?
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Stephanie through a friend, another Cornell alum, and we met in South Beach. So we spent a week hanging out on the beach, and they just were enjoying seeing me with no shirt on and said, how can we work together to promote this amazing, you know, physical physique? And I heard about Gabaroo, and I got excited because I actually needed a social media presence.
So
that's
you were naked and excited is what you're calling it.
Exactly.
In South Beach.
Unforgettable.
With two fully dressed women, of course.
I wouldn't say quite that.
You know, okay.
After a couple drinks, it got a little wild.
But, okay.
Well, now we're on a professional level at this point. Now, outside of South Beach, we try and keep it business.
Well, I'm not working with them, so I want to be invited to some of these parties.
They get pretty wild, and the great part of this is now my presence in a social media network working with Gabaroo Cuerpazo is starting to gain more fans, so people can actually ascertain my DVD and find out where my workshops are at. Right now, Cuerpazo is at the Reebok Club. We have a 6-week workshop going on. It's getting you that Brazilian body, a nice 6-pack, and I call it a vacation to Latin America. We get sweaty, we get excited, and we have a wonderful time. It's invigorating.
Okay, well, we're soon going to go to commercial message, but today I was invented a whole fitness concept called Cuerpazo. That sounds like some kind of Mexican money, doesn't it? What is that? Are you hold on to that?
Close, but Cuerpazo.
Three Cuerpazos to the dollar.
Well, we wish, because Cuerpazo is worth a lot of money in the sense that it excites you. Cuerpazo means amazing body, phenomenal body, and a great physique. So what I offer to all my members is that nice, sleek, you know, Brazilian-esque waistline, and you get really excited and quit bossing because it's a mental and physical vacation. Okay. So what I do is I sculpt away at your body using Latin dance and soccer movements.
Okay, hold on to that thought. We're going to pause for a commercial message, and we're going to come back and hear more about this stuff.
Hi, this is Michael Bellotti of Bellotti Plays the Beatles and host of We the People, broadcasting in high definition stereo to the world. Do you love jazz? Many people do. Hearing a good jazz player is very exciting. Seeing a virtuoso play is unbelievable. You can do both when you buy the new Larry Luger CD, The Larry Luger Trio, on Sexton Records. Larry's an amazing guitar player, composer, and performer. His new CD on the Sexton Records label, The Larry Luger Trio, is outstanding in its live performance and its wonderful compositions. You can also see Larry live at Notaro, a wonderful restaurant on Tuesday nights on 2nd Avenue between 34th and 35th Street, and at Saks in Astoria. Check out Larry Luger, The Larry Luger Trio, the new album on Sexton Records, that's C-E-X-T-O-N, at www.sexton.com, and check out Larry Luger at LarryLuger.com. Larry Luger, jazz guitar virtuoso.
Hi, this is Robbie Russell from the Garage Mania Show.
This is Nurse Cheryl.
Listen to Garage Mania Radio on the
Shitani Broadcasting Network.
High definition digital audio. Broadcasting to the world.
Okay, we're back. So, we're here with Tadeo. And first, before we get into your martial arts style, which I know you're dying to talk to us about, what is your fitness background? Who are you certified by?
Well, I'm certified by NASM, and I studied some kinesiology at the University of Southern California. Okay. Previously, I was at University of Pennsylvania. And with that being said, I've trained on Fifth Avenue, Rodale Drive. So when you see the beautiful celebrity sleek bodies with six-pack abs, Ford and Wilhelmina models, they get that working with me.
Okay. Are there any? Do you like put tattoos on any of these people made by Tadeo or anything?
They actually wear the booty shorts. My female clients that say "quarter passo" on the glutes because I give them that Brazilian butt naturally. So plastic surgeons beware.
Okay. Well, I actually am going to have one on in the next couple of weeks. So let them know to watch out for you.
I don't know if we make men's sizes. I have to consult with my social media, Gabru, to see if we can do that.
Okay. Well, I'm not. You don't have to keep your hands off my butt, Tadeo. I'm fine the way I am. Okay. So. Now, what's your typical client like? I'm hearing, like, some fancy people here.
Yes, like, I don't know if you've heard of Desperate Housewives like Jessie Metcalf or people who are on the city. I like to deal with a lot of young, upcoming celebrities who really take health and fitness quite seriously. And then all the housewives in New York City on the Upper West Side, they come to me. Most of my clients are pre- or postnatal, and you wouldn't even know they had a child. I get their body with quarter pasta and that amazing physique. Within 6 weeks, you know, they wonder whose kid that is.
Are they aware they have a child? And are they still asking whose kid that is?
Sometimes they forget the child with the nanny, but that's another child.
Whose child is that? Oh, yeah, Joey. How are you?
Exactly.
High school now, huh? Good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... Okay, so you're dealing with some fancy people, and you work at Reebok, is this correct?
Yes, I'm at the Reebok Sports Club New York on 67th and Columbus, and I have my quarter passo class there. So I'm rated as one of the top trainers in the world, and it's very exciting because I'm passionate about what I do. And I'd love to add in, I'm drug and steroid free, and I challenge many of my competition and other people to take that on.
Okay, he's challenging us to drug him, is what I'm hearing. I'm up for it.
Only in Miami.
Okay. So, well, tell us about Cuerpazo there. Am I pronouncing this correctly?
Correctly. Cuerpazo, which means amazing body in Spanish. It's a mixture of Latin dance. I work with Debbie Allen and many, many Broadway stars, women who dance on Broadway, and soccer. I trained next to David Beckham while I was in Beverly Hills, and I worked with many elite soccer players from the World Cup. So I meshed soccer movements and Latin dance, so you get your heart rate up, and you also sculpt those legs and glutes and give you a phenomenal body.
So it's kind of a big mesh, basically, is what you're saying.
It is. It's a mesh of the two best bodies in the world. So if that's what you're looking for, Cuerpazo is a solution.
Okay. So now, how does this differ from other exercise routines? What? Give me an example of how Cuerpazo differs from, well, like that Billy Blanks thing that was going around a while ago. That was kind of martial arts-ish.
Excellent. Here's the difference. I'm more on the soccer and Latin dance, not the martial arts technique. But what I offer is I work a lot of the lower body. Most people don't know we have three butt muscles, three glute muscles. So I know how to really dig in there and sculpt those glutes and those abs. So I get your heart rate up working your type 1 and type 2 muscle fibers. So I burn the fat and sculpt the muscles. Most people are just doing cardio, burning muscles, and they never get the physique they really want. I know how to really delve in there and sculpt the body. I'm like an artist.
He will work your maximus, your minimus, and your medius.
Wow, this guy is good. I know you're not certified. You're great.
Where is the book that I'm cheating off of?
You passed.
No. I can name the quads, the hamstrings, the whole thing.
Well, obviously I can see that.
I know your iliosos, and I can prove it. Okay, well, anyway, so what was your inspiration for developing this system?
Well, what I wanted to do is I wanted to offer, I call it a vacation to Latin America. Everybody goes from New York to the Dominican Republic. My father's Dominican. And I was like, how can I incorporate fitness and fun? And that's one thing you think of Marines, yes, they're in great shape, they defend the country. But I was like, I want to make fitness exciting, invigorating, something you look forward to attending. So I came up and I delved into my book. I was like, what can I really do? And I was like, wow, soccer players working with World Cup players and mix that with my top Broadway dancers. And here comes Cuerpazo. People got excited. I've been in Time Out in New York. Everybody has come to see me, from producers at all the big shows. And they're really enamored how I really get into the body. And you're just laughing, excited, giggling the whole time. Next thing you know, you got a six-pack.
Okay, so this is basically humor fitness, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I don't believe
you laugh yourself into shape.
You laugh yourself into shape with the most invigorating, hardest soccer and dance movements. But the importance is, like you just said, if fitness isn't fun, why do it?
Well, basically, people laugh at me a lot. So is that basically how I'm getting them in shape?
Well, if they're doing the patented Cuerpazo moves, like my Cuerpazo squats, I'd love for everybody to see that. But we're in a little confined space. But it's a famous beach move. What I do is I use a gyration in my hips and glutes. So I'm activating all of the lower body and actually burning calories and working those muscles that atrophy sitting at desks.
A lot of you people can't see this, but today I was actually leaping about the room during this interview. We had to get him a wireless mic. It was really quite impressive. I have a few black and blues, but
I get a little hyper and excited when I hear the word fitness. But yeah. I really encourage
fitness.
I encourage all people to check out Cuerpazo at the Reebok Sports Club in New York. And really, if fitness, if you want to get in shape while enjoying yourself, don't join the Marines. Do that to save the country, but join Cuerpazo.
Now, is there a video for this as well?
Yes, I'm actually selling The Gift of Health. It's a Cuerpazo DVD that comes with a soccer ball, shopping plan, and meal list on my website, cuerpazo.com. So I encourage you to visit that. And as a bonus, you get a kids' DVD as well, because I care about kids.
Okay, is this something to keep the kids busy while you're out forgetting their name and working out?
Exactly. At least they're doing something positive, right?
Okay.
There you go.
So we're going to get back to you, too. But first I want to bring in is... Is this my friend Ben? Is this you?
This is me.
This is you. Me.
And I've never felt so fat in my life from a radio station.
Put your hands where we can see them, Ben.
I had no idea I had three butt muscles.
Put your hands where we can see them, will you?
They're up. We're in a clean place.
Yeah, so up until now. So, okay, now you were born a Mormon, is this correct?
This is absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yeah, in Utah.
In Utah. Well you were. I thought you moved to Utah from somewhere, from what I read.
Did you read?
I can read some big words. From Brooklyn, but
yeah,
I can
still
read.
I was born in Missouri, and then we made a very popular Mormon trek from Missouri to Utah when I was about 7 years old. So
from Missouri to Utah.
From Missouri to Utah, and back again.
So how was
Sounds
Utah?
Sounds like a lifetime movie.
How was Utah?
Utah's great. Utah's a beautiful, beautiful place. You know, certainly for the aspirations I had as a kid, as an actor, as a dancer, as a singer, you know, there's only so far you can get doing that in Utah. Certainly, you know, once you get that Tabernacle Choir under your belt, you're kind of...
Because I remember Provo was on the list.
Yeah.
It was listed as the best place to live in the country in Maine magazine.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where I'm from. Yeah.
And
I'm
some DJ called them and said, okay, and they were very proud, the Chamber of Commerce, they're telling them all the great stuff. Then they said, do you have any bars? They're like, what?
Bars?
He said, you know, taverns. Oh, we have one of those, but we don't recommend you go there. It's a bad part of town.
No, it's not. It's not easy to get yourself an adult beverage in Utah.
Really?
No, well, you can go to Salt Lake, certainly, but it's going to be pretty dry in Provo. But I remember when that magazine came out and Provo was listed number one. It was parades in the street. We were very proud.
Well, what number are you today? Because usually that kills the place when that happens.
Yeah.
Because everybody moves there and it deteriorates rapidly.
53 or something now.
Ah. And that was like...
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. Well, Provo's going downhill, folks. So stay right here in New York where we know you're going to have a miserable time.
Absolutely.
Why waste the travel money?
It's guaranteed. But the best snow on earth, of course.
Okay.
Utah, if you like to ski.
Well, okay, so now you were a Mormon, and, you know, you decided at some point to, like, kind of get a little wilder than a Mormon, I assume.
Maybe a little wilder, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how do your family feel about what you're doing? I'm talking about the show business, not what you were doing with your hands.
No.
Nobody accepts that.
The hands are up. Nobody accepts it. I don't even accept it. I feel deep shame.
My
mom has been incredibly, incredibly supportive throughout. She, without being a stage mother, she's always been super, super supportive of everything I've done with this. And you know, they're actually going to come. My mom and my sisters are going to come next month.
So how big a family? You guys usually have a lot of kids.
Well, I have a brother who lives in a town called Nephi. He has 6 kids. And my younger brother has 2 kids. Sister has 1.
Well, I mean, just like brothers and sisters of yourself. I mean, how many are we talking about?
There's 5 of us.
Oh, that's not big for Mormons.
No. It's not the 13. We're not the Duggars.
Are you guys, like, shunned? Or is this, like, considered bad form that you don't have enough
Don't have enough kids?
Yeah.
No, we sneak by.
Because it's a big...
But I did.
It's a big state, isn't it? With, like, a lot of room?
There's lots of room. Plenty of room for kids. For little scamps to run around. Yeah. Absolutely. But I did have... I had friends in
I find that very, very difficult to believe.
Well, not many. But I had friends who had families that were like 12, 13 kids.
I had friends once, too. I didn't like it.
Yeah, no. I gave it up for Lent.
Okay, well, so when did you start performing, actually?
I started performing when I was 9 years old.
9
years old. I did a community theater production. Oh, it was a world premiere, really, is what it was. Of Little Lord Fauntleroy the musical.
And were you Little Lord Fauntleroy?
You bet I was. I wore a velvet knicker suit and a lace doily around my neck, and I tap danced.
Did this affect your relationships with the other children?
In all the worst ways. Actually, I did a show when I was 12 years old called Children of the Universe, which was a Space AIDS kids musical. And my costume was mint green lycra unitard with a sweetheart neck, sequin belt, tinsel headband, and a slap bracelet that I used as my communication device. That didn't go over so well for the 7th grade class at Canyon View Junior High School.
In the meatpacking district, is that popular?
maybe like 89 it was.
Chelsea?
It's all day, every day in Chelsea, yes.
So, okay,
I wear it to this day.
So Chelsea,
only
she,
between
that
14th
same
and
outfit
23rd.
From when you were like 9?
Yeah, I have the same figure.
Okay, you're a big kid. We like
yeah.
that.
Actually, Tadeo just poked me in the belly, and I'm feeling insecure about it. I'm sitting next to such a beacon of health, and I'm sucking in, and I'm not going to feel as comfortable in my unitard now.
Well,
and now I'm being offered an almond
cookie. So you're going
to
stop wearing what you've got on, basically.
Yes, and strictly go with the unitard.
Okay. So now, what was your first experience on stage like? Were you frightened? Were you thrilled? What was it like for you?
I think I was too young to be scared. I think that I was just excited.
Fear is a popular possible at any age.
Fear is possible, but you know, I think I was just so excited to do
it. I have
it.
Fear of mispronouncing the word possible.
Well, it's possible to have that fear.
So you weren't from what you remember, you weren't upset.
I wasn't upset.
You were fine,
but I do. You know, I've certainly gotten stage fright later on. You know, my first show I did on Broadway, I was definitely nervous, for sure.
Did anything ever go wrong during a performance? That's always interesting to hear about.
Oh, sure.
Give us a good story.
Well, when I was doing a community theater production when I was 11 years old, and I was wearing those very popular MC Hammer kind of pants, and but it was a kind of, I think it was a rope tie, and I mean the rope broke, and my pants just fell all the way down to my ankles on stage.
And you're trying to claim this was unintentional.
I'm really just kind of putting out here that I had a really traumatic theater-filled childhood. But I got hit by a backdrop. I was doing Footloose here in New York, and I had gone in, and they had added this whole thing at the end of Footloose. They decided to do a marketing thing where they did the Footloose 5, which is they tried to do a boy band thing. So we all walked forward and did, "Let's hear it for my girl." And we had to walk forward of the drop, and I didn't know exactly when it was coming down, and it hit me on the head.
Ooh.
I thought I cracked my skull open.
Did you get hurt badly, or?
No, I was okay. I was more spooked than anything.
And did you just continue with the show? Was this during a performance?
Oh, yeah.
You just like...
The show must go on.
Well, I have to tell you, yeah. One of the best stories I've ever had from one of my guests, although you're now in the running, but this girl was a burlesque performer, and she was stripping off her costume and managed to cut her arm so badly she needed 41 stitches and finished the show. Then went to the hospital in her pasties and G-string.
Who are these people that are sitting there watching this stripper bleed to death in front of them and be like, "This is hot"?
Did I tell you I had a vampire on the show at one point?
You had the vampire and the dominatrix.
Yes, I did.
Is that who this was?
No. Oh, no. That's all my people are like.
All your people are like that.
You're going to be like that soon.
Clearly.
It's not easy getting out of this building, by the way.
No.
No, okay. Not in that outfit you have on.
No, not the Lycra's slick, though. I can squeeze through.
Okay. Well, we're going to pause for another commercial message, and when we get back, we're going to hear more about Ben's bizarre sexuality and dress code, but we'll be back.
You're listening to the Centanni Broadcasting Network.
High definition digital stereo.
Broadcasting to the world.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way.
You are listening to the voice of Sal Manzo. Happy. If you would like to hire Sal at your next affair, contact him through his website at www.salmanzo.com. With Sal, you need no one else but him. He is a one-man show that takes care of the singing, hosting, and dance music of every era. He is available in the tri-state area and beyond. Once again, the website is www.salmanzo.com.
That's how deep it goes, if it's real.
Looking for a great time that's both fun and educational? Join the New York Spanish Language Meetup. Immerse yourself in both language and culture. Have fun and make tons of amigos. All levels of Spanish from zero to native speakers are welcome. We've got events for all. We are a wonderful community that enjoys Spanish conversation and culture events in Spanish. Being a member is free. We have 5 to 7 events per month that includes informative Spanish conversational events in Manhattan and Brooklyn, beginners, intermediate, and advanced monthly Spanish conversational workshops, private movie events in Spanish with English subtitles. At those events, time is always set aside to have fun while socializing and practicing Spanish. Events that explore Hispanic culture like guided museum tours and walking tours in Spanish. Other activities include parties, theater, dance, concert, food, and more. Remember that you don't have to speak Spanish to enjoy the Spanish language meetup group. Please join us at SpanishConversation.org. Again, it is SpanishConversation.org.
You are listening to the Centanni Broadcasting Network, CENTANNI Broadcasting.com. In high definition digital stereo.
Okay, we're back, and I'm just sharing my feedback with the guys in here. Someone just texted me, "Great show." So if you want to text me and tell me how great I am, 917-754-4329, and I'll read it on the air maybe if it's Really, really disgusting.
That was
okay.
Probably from my mother.
Right. Well, we didn't read yours, imagine. So that was, you know. Okay. Anyway, Tadeo, before we let you go, we want to bring you back in here. I believe you got a positive write-up in Time Out New York was a little while ago. Is that correct?
Yes. It ranked Cuerpos as one of the hardest classes and most fun in all of New York City. And that after that, the major media really started to take a look and note of, wow, this is an incredible technique and something fun and new that they wanted to try. So producers of all the major shows started to come to see me and were conversing about getting me on, you know, major media outlets as we speak. And furthermore, a lot of people are getting in shape in Manhattan after seeing Cuerpos. They want that exotic Brazilian Latinx body. So I'm providing that for all of the socialites in Manhattan at this point.
So, Ben, what has Cuerpos done for you?
More than I could ever tell you, really. It's filled me with fear and
that's
regret,
valuable.
And I'm sucking in so hard I can't see straight right
well,
now.
We need to
can you help me?
We need to get you Ben in on the classes Monday 5:30 at the Reebok Sports Club in New York. Join Cuerpos. So I think that's your day off of off Broadway shows because I know you're doing a show White Lies. So if you can sneak away, I'd love for you to join us. When is
stop
show?
Doing everyone else's promo today. Do your
I'm
own.
Not actually in so, White Lies, but I've yes. seen it and it's fantastic.
Behave yourself. Okay, yeah. So give, before we have you step back there, what is your contact info that you want to share with anyone?
I'd love to share this with everybody. Cuerpaso.com. That's Cuerpaso.com. Once again, Cuerpaso.com. Send me an email, Cuerpaso@Cuerpaso.com, or call the Reebok Sports Club New York. Love to see you in class and add me to Facebook as well. Can't wait.
Okay, he's going to stick around and beat up people in the hallway, but first we're going to get back to my favorite my favorite sparring partner here, Ben. So,
yeah.
Ben.
Yeah.
Okay, we heard what went wrong on stage, which was fun.
Sure.
So, what was it like coming to New York for the first time? A guy from Utah, did anybody steal your shoes or anything?
No, I've never, no muggings to this date. No muggings yet. I thought I got mugged once.
You weren't sure.
But I wasn't sure. I was at an ATM, and somebody guy came up behind me and screamed, "Freeze!" And so, of course, I froze and turned around, and it was the middle of the winter, and it was some guy in shorts. And he's like, "I said I'm freezing." And it's like, then why are you so close to me? Did you want me to hug you? Do you want me to hold you and keep you warm?
That's a very common New York come on, by the way.
Absolutely.
So.
And I missed the clue.
So even though weren't mugged, you were somehow sexually assaulted, which is fun. I'm sure.
I have a Subway story, but I'm
share it, share it. Yes.
No, it's
Cole,
it's,
come on.
This is getting really un-G-rated.
It's exactly where
it belongs. I was on my way to rehearsal one morning, and it was a very crowded subway train. And I'm for those of you who can't see me, which is all of you, I'm a big guy. I'm about 6'3", 900 pounds, and a certain gentleman on the train kept pressing against me in a full crowded train. I don't consider myself to be victim. Aaron, please. To be a victim kind of person. I wouldn't hump me on the train, necessarily.
Well, so you have good taste is what you're saying.
The impeccable taste.
Okay.
Impeccable taste. Yeah.
So what did this guy do to you after that?
I turned to him and he went, "Oh, sorry. And I was like, "Okay." But, you know, I was on the express train, so there's no stopping from, I think it was on the red line, from 72nd to 42nd. And so I was just kind of stuck there, and I was frankly humiliated. I'm glad. It feels good to talk about it after all these years.
Well, I do have a degree in psychology.
You do?
And a degree in bartending. That's actually 2 degrees in psychology.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and a fitness book. Yeah.
Well, actually, bartending's more like psychiatry because it gives you the right to dispense medication.
Absolutely. Listen, I was bartending just last evening.
Were you?
Sure.
Where can I come to get drinks?
Well,
tell us where to find
you. You can come to the Hourglass Tavern, which is on Restaurant Row. It's on 46th and 9th, right
okay.
on the corner there. It's great.
I'm a drunk. I'll be down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Come join all the happy drunks at the Hourglass.
Now, you were in a couple of pretty big-name shows, so
sure.
Just give us a rundown on that.
I was in the original Broadway cast of Wicked. I was in Aida on Broadway for 2 years, and I made my Broadway debut in 1998. In Footloose the Musical, as I mentioned earlier. But I think the most notable of all those is Wicked. And I left Wicked, actually, to go on tour with Sweet Charity, which starred Molly Ringwald. So in case you were wondering if I've made out with Molly Ringwald, the answer is yes.
You have?
Yes. Yeah. Pillowy lips.
She never mentioned you to me.
She did not? Ask again.
This time, actually ask the non-inflatable Molly Ringwald.
The unsinkable Molly Ringwald. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're bringing in Aaron Grant now. Who Hi, is Aaron. This is you, Aaron, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What happened to this Jeremy Handelman guy?
Jeremy Handelman, he's out, out of the pavement trying to
promoing.
Selling tickets, promoing, and he just left me alone here, so here I am.
Okay, one more thing. Just before we let Ben go, just give us your contact information and then go
can
do
I,
something to Tadeo.
Oh, okay. But, well, you can find me on Facebook, certainly. Ben Does Broadway on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Ben Does Broadway as well. Thank you. Thanks to Gabaroo.
Gabaroo,
get in the gab. But also, come down and see me. I do a show every week at a nightclub called Therapy, which is in Midtown on 52nd Street. It's called Broadway Sessions. And every week we have different Broadway performers come and perform live. It's a free show.
In fact, this Tuesday.
Tomorrow night.
What are the chances?
Tomorrow night, the star of White's Lies, Christy Carlson Romano, who's a big deal. She's a big Disney star, Broadway star, is coming to perform. So it's going to be exciting. 11 p.m. every Tuesday at Therapy.
Okay, now you get out of that chair and let Mike Franco in there and keep
All
your hands
right.
to yourself.
Fine.
And in the meantime, we're going to chat
Cameron.net.
With Mike.
Just get all the plugs I can in now.
Okay, well, you know, we'll let you give some more later. You won't be on mic, but you can still continue chatting. So, Aaron,
yes.
while they're switching around over there in their spacious studios.
Absolutely, this place is huge,
yeah.
huge.
How did you meet Stephanie, by the way?
How did I meet
I
Stephanie?
I want to know how everyone met Stephanie. I don't know why.
Well, I stalked her for a while, or what we
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
Okay.
Another producer on the show said we need a larger social media presence, and he knew Stephanie and Deirdre and said, you have to get in contact with them. And we did, and now they're helping us sell the show, which is fantastic.
Now, tell us about White Lies. That's your show now, right?
It's actually White's Lies, with an apostrophe S.
White's Lies.
White's Lies. Yeah, that's very confusing.
That's not the information I received.
That's okay. It's about a guy who's kind of like you, Andy, a different woman every night.
I am not a different woman every night. I resent that.
Yes, you are.
Okay, Betty chimes in. She peeks through my window on a regular basis.
Exactly. Played by the absolutely gorgeous Tuck Watkins from One Life to Live and One Life to Live and Desperate Housewives. Uh-huh. He's got a different woman every night. He's a lawyer. His partner, business partner, is Peter Scolari. And this guy's just got a habit of, you know, lying so he can get a different woman every night. And his mother, this big, overbearing mother, played by Broadway legend Betty Buckley, comes to him and says, you know, I'm sorry, I'm dying, I've got cancer, and my one regret in life is that I didn't have a grandchild. And all of a sudden, this totally spirals this man out of control because he can't really get it on thinking that, you know, his mom's going to die and she's going to hate him. And the whole play is about him trying to fulfill his mom's wish in terms of getting a grandchild. A lot of lying going along. It's very funny.
Okay. Well, now that we've uplifted us with the cancer story,
cancer
Mike.
Is always hilarious. You know cancer's funny, right?
Mike Frankel, tell us about yourself. I know we go way back.
We do.
I think we met briefly once.
Yeah, we met while I was working on my second venture, Specials by Zip. It's now I'm watching my third company since graduating college.
Now, the first one was at that kosher thing?
Yep.
Kosher Advantage.
I started that right after graduating college in 2003. The company markets and promotes kosher restaurants.
Okay. And I assume there's a couple of those in New York?
Quite a few. It's the hub of Jewish activity in the U.S. here, right?
So how many of those restaurants are hubbing with you now?
About 175 participants in the kosher one.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, then, like you said, Zip is what you were dealing with when I met you.
Yeah, so about 3 years after Kosher Advantage launched, I launched my second company, Specials by Zip. That's a daily email of restaurant specials, featured dishes, and events for that night. That's how we met when you were in the restaurant business.
I was not in the restaurant business. I was in a restaurant, however.
Either way, it's the same thing.
I'm willing to get into the business if there's openings.
It's not a business you want to be in.
No, okay. So he's discouraging people from the restaurant business, folks.
Not from eating at restaurants, just from opening one.
Okay. Now, how does one become a member of those first two organizations?
Sure.
Like, well, first of all, a business and a consumer, how do they both get involved with you?
Well, from a business side, you just need to call our company office, Frankel Ventures. The number is 866-612-0719. Just speak with one of our sales reps. They'll handle you, depending whatever you want to do, however you want to promote yourself. From a consumer side, Specials by Zip is completely free. You get $30 in restaurant gift certificates when you sign up. For Kosher Advantage, you get a membership card. It's $3.99 a month, and you can save money at all of our participating restaurants.
Now, these are free, right?
Well, Kosher Advantage is not free.
Oh, Kosher is
there,
not free.
There's a monthly fee. Specials by Zip, since it's more informational-based, that is free for the consumer.
Now, Dining Edge is not free, is it?
Dining Edge is not free. That's their new business that's launching today, actually. It's also a membership program where members get a discount card to save at participating restaurants. That's $4.95 a month. And normally people get it free for 2 months. If they sign up and mention the Andy Troy Show, mention you, they're going to get an extra 2 months. So they're going to have 4 months of free membership.
I love hearing my name.
Andy Troy. Just mention that code at DiningEdge.com.
Okay, so now, what does Dining Edge have that Zip doesn't that will give people a reason to pay the monthly membership?
Well, that's
what
a good
is
question,
the big
Andy.
Advantage? The only kind I ask.
Dining Edge focuses on saving money. You know, you get a membership card, you could save 10 to 20% at participating restaurants, so it really lowers your bills. Specials by Zip is more informational based. It's about the food of the restaurant, the events of the restaurant. So they're really promoting their food to you. You're not saving money in the same way.
So, like, what percentage do you save on a bill with Diner's Edge, would you say?
You can save between 10 and 20%.
That's pretty good. So
hearing this show, it sounds like a lot of people go on a lot of dates. You can really save a lot of money.
Well, I know me and Stephanie are heading out later, so we'll pick one of your places and we'll rack up. Okay. What's the cost of membership? You said is like $4.95 a month.
It's $4.95 a month. You can cancel at any time, so it's completely risk free.
Now, how do you feel that the economy has affected the businesses that you're doing?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. Over the last few years, and certainly since I started Kosher Advantage in 2003, we've really become more of a discount based economy. Everybody's more price conscious. Everybody wants to save money. Already through Kosher Advantage and Specials by Zip, we've seen a great increase in numbers and. We're looking to that same thing in Dining Edge.
Okay, now we're going to rotate back to Aaron here.
Oh, thank you.
Because he was looking very lonely and
he was
starting to look in a very strange way at Mr. Cameron, so I got to step in. Okay,
Now,
the writer's name of this show, I think, was Ben Andron. Is that
Ben
something
Andron,
close to right?
Yes.
So tell us about him. How'd you get hooked up with this
guy?
So
he and I actually grew up together. We went to high school together, and our parents, our dads, actually went to college together. And at one point, about 4 years ago, I gave him a call and said, if you write a show and it's funny, I'll produce it. Really having no idea what that meant. And 4 years later, here we are. It's up on stage. It's funny. He's very grateful that I've fulfilled that promise, and I told him next time I write and he produces.
So basically, what you're telling me, because I've written a screenplay that I think is very good, and I was always interested in seeing how you get things produced, so basically I should go back and grow up with someone different.
Yes. You need a totally different childhood, and then your future changes.
Okay. Well, so that's a tip to you prospective writers out there. Pay attention to who you grow up with. Okay. So that's how you connected with Ben. You guys actually grew up together. Did one of you used to beat the other one up or anything?
He actually used to kind of beat me up.
His actors are tougher than producers, aren't they?
He's a black belt. So is his dad. He can be quite scary sometimes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. I always remember the stories from what am I thinking of? The motive. Oh, wait. We're actually going to go to a break, and I'm going to think of that, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Centanni Broadcasting Network.
High definition digital stereo.
Broadcasting to the world. Would you like to know what's going on in the Italian American community and stay in touch, even if you don't live in Little Italy? There's a way to do it. There's a great newspaper out called GIA, the Giornale Italo Americano. This newspaper is distributed nationally and comes out weekly, and you can subscribe by going to their website at www.giamondo.com, that's GIAMONDO.com, or call 718-592-2196. Check out GIA for all your information on what's happening in the Italian-American community. It's published in both Italian and English. It's a great way to read and follow up and practice your Italian as well. Check out GIA on the internet
at www.giamondo.com. Gia Newspaper, the Italian-American newspaper for today.
Hi, this is Roger Russell from the Garage Mania Show. 60s, 70s garage psych and punk you can't hear anywhere else. Mixed in with a lot of fun.
This is Nurse Cheryl. Listen to the Garage Mania Show on the Shetani Broadcasting Network.
High definition digital audio broadcasting to the world.
Okay, we're back. Now, Aaron, is this the first show that you've produced? It's kind of made it sound like that.
I produced a lot of smaller shows. This is the biggest show I've produced.
Now, when you put on a show like this, what percentage of them actually make money? He laughs.
That's all I can do.
And he's still laughing.
All I can do is laugh, because I know many of our investors are listening right now. So I'll say all of them. All of them make money.
Is this like the producers, by the way?
No, not at all.
Okay, investors, if you've got anything left, hang on to it. So, how has this show done financially so far?
It's actually growing right now as we speak. We started off small, but each audience gets bigger and bigger and bigger because word of mouth, especially thanks to Gabaroo, is out there. I've done a lot of shows. I've done a lot of shows where the audience comes out and they're like, what the hell was that? I've not had an audience come out disliking the show. It's funny. I just can't get over how funny it is, and I think everyone here would agree. Right, Steph?
It's very funny.
And
if your PR person didn't agree with that, I would
exactly.
be seriously
I only agreed to do it because I thought it was super funny, and I thought people would want to go back and see it over and over again. So.
Okay. How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it 3 times now, and it'll be time 4 and 5 on Wednesday and Thursday. So.
And each time gets better, doesn't it?
It does, actually.
Okay, how much does it cost to effectively put on a show like this? I mean, I know every show is different, obviously.
So a show like this costs slightly under $1 million.
Really?
Which is a horrifyingly scary number.
You could have made my movie. What was wrong with you?
You didn't grow up with me.
Well, I haven't grown up yet. Neither have you, so there's always time.
I thank you. No, it's actually not that much money in comparison to other shows and big Broadway shows. Some of these Broadway shows cost multi-million dollars. This is an off-Broadway show, but we've got a Broadway-caliber cast and a absolutely gorgeous set, and it's funny. I mean, this is the type of cast you'd expect to see in a big Broadway house.
Okay. Have you ever thought of putting Ben in one of your shows?
Not till just right now, but okay, you just said it, and yes.
I think that he would do wonders, because... You know, you said that one of the actresses has a really great set, did you say? And that, I think that would appeal to Ben.
I know, it would.
It's well, anyway, so, in this economy, is it harder to get a play produced, do you think?
It's much harder to get a play produced these days, just because the cost of doing business has gone up, which is why one of the things that we do is we constantly offer, you know, many different discounts, such as one that I'm being... prodded right now to say that you can find on Facebook. If you become a fan of White Slies on Facebook, you'll see a Facebook code just for tickets on White Slies. In terms of other shows, I know there are a lot of shows shopping around right now. It's because of the economy and cost of doing business, things have gotten a lot more difficult to make happen.
Okay, and Mike, I want all your contact information because I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you.
Sure. They can reach us by calling 866-612-0719, or they can find us online at www.diningedge.com or www.kosheradvantage.com.
Okay, so, and that deal that you were offering
to again, our listeners, mention Andy Troy, mention the radio show in any way. We'll double your free time, so you get 4 months of free membership with us.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, back to Aaron there.
Okay.
What is your contact information? And do you have any other projects coming up? That's also an interesting question.
We've got a lot of small projects in the works, and Ben has a new play that he's written that we're developing. We'll have a reading sometime this upcoming year.
So you're going to be working closely with Ben?
Again, one more time, I'm pretty sure. It's called Scary Gary and the Good Feeling Hat.
Scary Gary and the Good Feeling Hat?
Yes.
And this is about what?
This is about, I don't know how much I can say. Have you ever seen the movie Point Break?
I don't think so.
It's Point Break with
That's going to ruin this whole story, isn't it?
No, well, with Gary Busey.
I know who Gary Busey is.
So Ben was the, Ben, in his day job over in L.A., he, at the time, he produced the DVD extras for the 10th anniversary of Point Break. And he went to interview Gary Busey, and Gary held him hostage in his house.
He does that, so from what I've heard.
That's inspired Ben to write this play, Scary Gary, which is really hilarious and really kind of awesome. Okay. And I'm looking forward to getting that one up, too.
Any new projects with you, Mike? Anything you got coming up?
Well, I mean, we're launching Dining Edge today, so that's really taking up the bulk of our time.
So you're not planning ahead. You're focusing on this project at the
moment.
We're
focusing on business number 3 right now. I'll let you know. We'll come back on when business number 4 is ready.
Okay. We'll have to do something else to help promote Mike and get him
going. Business number 4, you want to get involved in Scary Gary?
It sounds interesting.
Fantastic.
Yes. Stephanie, speaking of contact information, tell us all how to get a hold of you.
So there's many ways to find Gabaroo online. The first is our website. It's gabaroo.com. That's GABBAROO.com. You can also find us on Twitter, twitter.com/getinthegab. Find us on Facebook on our fan page. Just type in Gabaroo. Again, that's GABBAROO. You can also email us, info@gabaroo.com. And if you would like to speak to me personally on the phone, you can call me on this number. It's 646-450-2GAB or 646-450-2422.
For a date with Stephanie, folks, call that number.
There you go, 646-450-2422.
And if she doesn't have time for you, she's got lots of friends. Okay, that was our show for today. I'd like to thank all my guests, but I can't remember all their names. There were too many, but we will be back next week, same time, same place, with more stuff. Until then, we're gone.
You want to know which teacher your kids are most likely to choose as a role model this year in school? I'm Donny Osmond, and it's the person who teaches them about music. Not sports, or English, or history. Music. Are you surprised? Well, you shouldn't be, because music teachers have always played an important role in the lives of their students. They help our kids tap into their natural creativity. They teach them about cooperation and self-discipline. It's a bonus that when kids have learned about scales and clefs, they find math and English concepts easier to grasp. That's because of how music education expands a young person's spatial IQ. Reading poetry or solving an equation is easier if kids know their sharps and flats, and that's a fact. Help your kids get to know their music teacher at school. Get them involved in music this year.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Hi, I'm Janice Ian. Do you remember how excited you were at the start of summer every year and how the summer just started to drag on after a few months and you couldn't wait to get back to school, see your old friends, make new friends, get new books and a new locker and a clean slate? Well, you should have been excited about music class, too, because that was a special room where you went to sing, perform with your friends, and learn all kinds of interesting stuff about great composers, instruments, different kinds of music and songs. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped to spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them. And make sure they get involved with music in school and in their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Hi, this is Dolores from Vinny's Dino. We love listening to Mark Shoemaker and Mike the Announcer on IYF Radio. Those guys say it like it is.
Hey, waitress, coffee.
Hey, I'm talking here. What's the matter? Didn't your mother feed ya? So tune in to IYF Radio on the Shentani Broadcasting Network.
Coffee, coffee.
Be quiet, I'll put a fork in your eye. So listen to Mark and Mike at IYF Radio on the Shentani Broadcasting Network.